on the phone. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Now, tell me a little bit about what a four-ring championship cat show is.
Four rings is a normal, in the olden days, there was just one ring, so to speak, one cat show and one cat won. Nowadays, we have multi-rings, so it's like four rings, and each of the four judges will judge all the cats and come up with a supreme exhibit.
Now, is this coming down to varying categories, or are all cats getting judged together?
Yeah, they get judged in their breed, and then in their group, because like there's long hair and there's short hair and there's semi-long hair and Siamese Oriental. And then when they get the group done, then they all go together, the winners of that, to get the best cat in show.
Now, I love the idea of this because, of course, every breed has its own qualities that a judge
exactly.
would be looking for.
Yep, there's a standard written, and the judge compares the cat to their knowledge of the written standard, and the one that meets the standard closest is the one that comes through.
Now, I do have to ask, I've got a pedigree British Blue at home.
Oh.
His name's Don John. I love him to pieces. I always thought I might show him, but he's not really got the temperament for it. And obviously temperament's a bit of an issue, isn't it?
Yeah. The all cats have got to be handleable. I mean, we accept that some cats have their off days like people do. But as long as they don't attack or bite the judge, they're okay.
Oh, no, I think he's more likely to have a bit of a scream and a hide. He's a bit of a nervous boy.
No, the judges would coax him out.
Now, of course, it's a great opportunity for people who to go and chat with breeders and learn a bit more about sort of responsible cat ownership, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's what we suggest to people who are thinking of buying a new kitten is to go to a cat show and just look at all the judging and see the qualities of the cats and talk to the breeders without being actually in a breeder's house and maybe feel committed to buy XYZ.
Of course.
So they can make an educated decision. We give everybody a guide which quotes the cat cage number and they can go home and think, oh, we really like that cat in cage 24. Oh, Mrs. Jones bred that. We'll give her a ring and see, blah, blah, blah. So, we do everything to try and make kitten and person compatible.
And I think the thing that I like is it's a chance to also just get a sense of that breeder and make sure that you're comfortable with them sort of as cat breeders.
Yeah. There's breeders and there's breeders.
Mm.
And cat breeders we consider a right up there because we have pretty stringent code of ethics and everyone has to do the right thing. Plus we now offer free insurance with every kitten sold. So
that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's good. It's a new national partner and that makes it give everyone a bit of confidence because things can go wrong. Not often, but things can go wrong.
They can. And it's sad when they do and it's good to know you're protected. Now,
Yeah.
Brian, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. The show is Mad Catters. It's on at Springwood Sports Club this Sunday from 8 till 4, isn't it?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Brian.
It's welcome.